Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen over you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and thick clouds the various peoples. But over you the Lord will rise, and his glory will be seen upon you. And Gentiles will go to your light, and kings to your bright rising. Lift up your eyes round about, and see. They have all gathered and have come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried alongside. Then you will see and be bright, and your heart will be moved and open wide, for the mass of seafarers will turn to you, and a host of Gentiles will come to you. A great herd of camels will cover you, young camels from Midian and Ephah. All of those from Sheba will come. They will bear gold and frankincense, and they will proclaim praises of the Lord. All the small cattle of Kedar will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. They will go up in acceptance onto my altar, and I will adorn my magnificent house. Who are these who fly like a cloud, and are like doves flying to their dovecots? For it is me whom the coastlands await, with the ships of Tarshish in the forefront, to bring your sons from far away, and their silver and their gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he will glorify you. And foreigners will build your walls, and their kings will serve you, for I struck you in my anger, but I will have mercy on you in my goodwill. And your gates will always be open. They will not be closed by day or night, so as to allow a host of Gentiles to be brought to you, with their kings being led. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you will perish, and such nations will be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the cypress, the elm, and the box tree together, to adorn the place of my sanctuary. And I will glorify the place of my feet. And the sons of those who afflicted you will go to you in submission, and all those who despised you will bow down at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the holy place of Israel. Instead of you being forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you the magnificence of the age, a joy for generation upon generation. And you will suck the milk of the Gentiles, and you will suck the breast of kings, and you will know that I am the Lord your Saviour and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of copper, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver, and instead of wood, copper, and instead of stones, iron. And I will appoint you peaceable oversight, and your tax gatherers in righteousness. Violence will no longer be heard in your land, nor devastation or ruin within your borders. And you will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. You will no longer have the sun for light by day, and the moon will not illuminate you by shining. But the Lord will be your age-abiding light, and your God will be your majesty. Your sun will no longer set, and your moon will not wane. For the Lord will be your age-abiding light, and the days of your mourning will have been fulfilled. And your people will all be righteous. They will inherit the land age-abidingly as a shoot in my plantations, the work of my hands for glorification. He who is small will become a thousand, and he who is little a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time.